Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 148 for Tuesday, November 18th. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was slightly firmer on volatile trading Tuesday, with a majority of contracts following soy oil higher. The most active January canola contract was $1.40 stronger at $432.70 per ton. Commercials stayed on both sides of the market, with farmers and speculators keeping on the sidelines in low-volume trading. European rapeseed futures were higher, though, which underpinned values. However, soybeans and soy meal were both lower, which limited the gains. Producers likely will not enter the market until values move upwards much more significantly. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, wheat, and corn were all down. Soybeans were 12 cents weaker, with the January contract at 10.24 per bushel. Generally favorable weather forecasts in South America pressured values, along with the massive harvest in the U.S. Values were also correcting themselves somewhat after data from the National Oilseed Processors Association indicated strong demand for soybeans, which sent prices higher on Monday. According to the most recent figures from the USDA, the harvest is 94% complete. Corn was 5 cents lower, with the most active December contract at $3.72 a bushel. The latest export figures show a softening in demand for corn, with just 15.8 million bushels inspected for exports in the U.S. That is down from the 20.8 million the week before. Argentina and Ukraine are both selling corn at much cheaper prices. The corn harvest is 89% complete, which is slightly ahead of the five-year average. Wheat was 2 cents weaker, with the December contract in Chicago at $5.49 per bushel. Winter wheat planting is 95% complete, which is slightly behind the five-year average. Wheat is feeling the pinch of a slightly firmer U.S. dollar, as demand has been softening. A good chunk of the fund net short position also appears to have been covered. Conditions in the U.S. Western Plains are very cold right now, with natural gas prices up 7% yesterday, which will weigh on input costs. On the bullish side, prices in Russia appear to have increased slightly due to a weaker currency, which will make their wheat supply less attractive than before. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, November 18th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.